NYC crime wave, man fatally stabbed in neck while riding the subway. By Ethan Lechtman on October 1, 2022. A man was fatally stabbed in the neck while riding the subway in New York City on Friday night, according to police. Tommy Bailey, 43, was slashed at approximately 8:50 p.m. by an unidentified man after they were engaged in a dispute while on the southbound L train subway near the Atlantic Avenue subway station in Brooklyn, near the Barclays Center. The 43-year-old from the Canarsie neighborhood in Brooklyn was rushed by EMS to Brookdale Hospital but later succumbed to his injuries. The unidentified suspect fled the scene. Police are still investigating the attack and continue to search for the suspect. Friday night's stabbing is among the many violent crimes to have recently occurred on New York City's subway system, as Breitbart News has documented. On September 20, Elizabeth Gomez, 33, was savagely beaten by a homeless man at Howard Beach JFK Airport Station. Police have since charged ex-convict Wahid Foster, 41, for his alleged role in the brutal assault. The woman may lose her eye as a result of the beating. Also, on that same day, an MTA conductor was assaulted in the face by a man in his 40s while working at a Bronx subway station. On September 1, a 21-year-old female tourist was raped by a male at an unknown station after they met in Times Square at around 3 a.m. and rode the train across the city. The Democrat-controlled city is currently under a massive crime wave as violent incidences are up by 33.4% since last year. While reported murders are down by 11.8%, transit crime has surged by 43.3%. You can follow Ethan Lechtman on Twitter at @EthanLechtman.